Hey, it's the Gutter Show. We're back for the second edition of the week. And today I'm joined by the lovely John Gibbons, lovely San Shetty, back on the gutter after, I think, a three-year hiatus, Sanj, and Mike Kearney, a regular around these parts. Good morning, boys. We are going to do some Liverpool transfer stuff because that's what the show is all about later in the show. We're going to talk about a bit of a sneaky rumour around Mo Salah. I want to talk about what role Harvey Elliott might play in the coming season. Will he affect Liverpool's transfer strategy? We're going to talk a little bit about how Liverpool will be influenced by the imminence of the AFCON next year and the Olympics possibly as well. And I want to talk about increasing rumours linking Patson Daka to Liverpool. But before we deep dive into the Liverpool-related stuff, let's turn first, Sanj, to the situation at Spurs, which is intriguing me. They've been managerless now for quite a few weeks since Jose left. It seemed imminent that Pochettino would be announced, didn't it? But a few days ago, and now Conte's the man in possession. What are you making of the Spurs situation?
I think that Conte would be perfect for Spurs because, at the very least, he buys you 2 years of absolutely going for it really, really strongly, which is what Spurs have needed. I think if you look at Pochettino the last, say, half a season of Pochettino, there was like almost the end of a project. And of course, the whole Jose time was a bit, I don't know how you describe that, but it was never actually going anywhere, was it? And I think Conte, when you look at his track record, he gives you two really strong years. It might be that after the 2 years, everyone's head is burnt out and he's made loads of enemies, but certainly that's what Spurs need. They need to wipe away that idea that Spurs are a soft touch. And under Conte, no team is ever a soft touch. And if you look at what he's just done in Italy, he's broken up. Juventus have won it, what was it, 8-9 years on the trot. And the fact that he has managed to do that should not be underestimated. So I think Conte at Spurs is potentially a very strong move for them.